106.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you this morning. I love it. We've got the footy back in town. It's so exciting as well. The Sharks taking on the Titans on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff at 3 p.m. Dan Heather from the Coffs Harbour City Council's on the line. Daniel, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Moffy. And I too love it. Nothing quite like NRL time in Coffs Harbour.
Exactly. Look at this beautiful weather. You wouldn't believe the forecast on Saturday.
Oh, perfect for next, isn't it?
Well, it's actually saying possible showers developing, but let's not worry about that. Hey,
yeah, let's ignore that.
Look, the weather's going to be fantastic, though, for the game, and we can expect great crowds there. But you've got some news for us with the final release of tickets.
Yeah, it's pretty common on some of these bigger events where there's a bunch of tickets that are held for sponsor obligations, etc. And as we get closer, we get to release a few of those as we realise that they're not going to be all taken up. So those have all gone back onto Ticketek over the last couple of days. So there's actually some new release tickets in most categories, being GA, some new grandstand tickets as well, which we've had a lot of inquiries for, and also some new tickets in the corporate spaces as well.
Awesome. Okay, so if people want to try and get those tickets, if they haven't already done so, just head to the website.
Yeah, I think go to coffscoast.com.au/NRL. That's the best website because from there you can get to Ticketek really easily and you don't have to navigate through all the other events on Ticketek. So coffscoast.com.au/NRL will get you there. But it also has all the other info like gate times and bus information, etc. So it's a really handy webpage to go and visit.
So talking about buses, what is the go, Dan?
So on game day, which is this Saturday, gates open at 1 p.m. at the stadium. But we have buses running and they're free as part of your ticket. They run from 12 noon. So we've got a couple of points around town. York Street will get you there, Vernon Street at the CEX Club, and First Avenue, Sawtelle and Taormina Gardens. So they're the pickup point. And buses just run continually on a loop from 12 noon, which will get you to the game. And of course, once the Sharkies win at the end, they'll take you home again. But there is parking on site as well, but we encourage people to carpool so we can maximise parking and the buses are there to take pressure off that and make it nice and easy.
Yeah, it should be a ripper afternoon. And I mean, mate, the great thing about this too is that we've got, you know, the teams, I know the Sharks have been up here this week and doing a whole heap of clinics and getting really involved in the community.
Yeah, look, that's actually one of the parts that I really love about Coffs Harbour's partnership with the Sharks is they share a lot of the values that we do for our community. So they've actually been in town from Monday and they've hit the ground running doing a whole bunch of stuff. They've been out to numerous schools across the region. They've been to the youth hub, Gallimbilia, Qantas campus, the health campus, and then they did a massive training clinic for junior rugby league players out at the stadium. So it's more than just the game. They do get up here and they get involved, and it's really great to see that we have all of those different sort of touch points at different levels of the community. And, you know, for a regional city like Coffs Harbour, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it sure is. Good on you, Dan.
All right, Moffy. I hope to see you out there on Saturday.
Definitely will. Dan Heather from the Coffs Harbour City Council, that website, coffscoast.com.au, is where you'll find all the information and the links through as well to get those tickets. It's Triple M.